The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We ate plastic yesterday.
What?
Good morning. Yeah. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
I go by Anthony A.
So Otto was gifted a keychain, and I don't know how it ended up inside the toaster. He tosses the keys. I really don't. But my dad was making toast, and he said he smelled something, and this gorilla that was on the keychain got melted. It smelted. And he got that out, but now there's just metal in there, and so... I'm not sure if we need to replace the toaster. It's a pretty nice toaster, but it tastes plastic.
What would you do, Ant?
So there's
like, a little bit, there's a hint of plastic smell. He got the, there's no plastic. You look inside, there's no plastic in there. But the metal part from the keychain's still in there.
Ooh, yeah, no, that toaster gotta go.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I told Otto, he's like, that's a nice toaster.
No. A little plastic never hurt anybody.
Nah, dude. But
a little, but.
No, but a toaster
gotta
go.
Micro, this is maximum. But don't you think we should shell out, because it's a no-buy month, right? But.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, first of all, I think there's no need for an expensive toaster in the first place.
Thank you.
I don't really know what an expensive toaster does.
They all toast bread.
Yeah, they all toast bread. Toast bread is toast bread.
No, I think it's different.
No.
This is super even on both sides. It also is very aesthetically pleasing. It looks pretty.
Okay, all right.
It matches the coffee.
Well, I guess if you're striving for a pretty toaster, then yeah, might as well. But either regardless, I don't want you guys ingesting metal or whatever it is, so it's time to replace a toaster.
You know what, Otto? This was Jesus stepping in saying, I know it's a no buy month, Dana, but you wanted a new toaster to match the kitchen. There you go.
This is going
to
start me on a whole other story. Dana said that she keeps bringing up this no buy thing. So at the end of December, she was like, you know, I'm going to regulate my spending. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to have one couple more buys and that'll be it. And so every day we've been getting boxes and I'm like, I thought you weren't going to buy anything. I thought you were going to take a break from spending.
I am.
And she's like, well, this is all the stuff that I bought before the new year. It's just coming
in
now.
I went on a shopping run at the end of the year. Hey, I'm still keeping my new year resolution.
Yeah,
right?
It works, right? So everything's on back order. It counts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're with somebody who has an addiction. How long do you stay to support them when they keep promising you over and over, I'm going to quit? And they're back to their old ways. You know, obviously we're discussing this because of the down of the DM, but it's an everyday topic. Mm-hmm. This is something, and it's hard to talk about. It's embarrassing.
And addictions go every which way. I mean, you have the substance ones and then every type of
gambling.
Addiction.
It could be anything. Like Otto accused me of, shopaholic, whatever. All right, we have a call on line one. Hayden, thank you so much for calling. So how long do you stick around with somebody you love? It could be family, it could be, you know, a significant other before you walk away or keep them at arm's distance because they will not quit their vice.
Yikes. I think once old girl lended the $2,000, it should have ended right there.
Oh,
ooh.
I'm right there with you.
Even if, you know, if you're really that good at gambling, well, I'm sorry, but if you owe $2,000, $3,000, I think your luck's just not there.
You think you're good, but you're in debt. Like, you're not good.
There's a reason why I don't gamble. I'm right there. I lose every time.
But you don't like to gamble. Otto.
I don't
you
like
never,
to gamble.
Yeah.
I don't even like to gamble $20. I'm like this guy. I'm playing not to lose. Oh, I'm playing not to win, but playing not to lose.
And that's the wrong approach. Yeah, so don't do it.
I think, though, the addiction goes so far beyond gambling and drugs. And, I mean, I think there's social media addiction now. I think people are addicted to trauma.
I think people are addicted to being
rage baited. There's so many things that are people
what is
addicted
it, like fubbing,
now.
Right? When you're paying
more
attention
to your
phone.
I think it's a lack of dopamine.
Yes.
It is. That's what it is.
We're all in search of that dopamine hit.
Oh my gosh, we just talked about this,
yeah,
Hayden.
There's
a whole study that your phone does the same thing to you that hard substances do. You get the same feeling like when you get a like or a comment as you do if you do some kind of hard substance, which is not a good thing. Hayden, as usual, we love you. No gambling. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. All right, so Cassandra's been holding for a minute. Hi, Cassandra. What are your thoughts on our conversation?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love listening to y'all. This is the first time I've ever made it through the line.
Thank you so much.
First time caller. We love it.
I love it. Thank you.
So I actually have 19 years of sobriety from hard drugs. And my ex-husband, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. My ex-husband, you know, when I was freshly sober, I was maybe 2 years sober and when I met him, and I really wanted to help him find sobriety because it was just so beautiful. And I gave him 9 years of efforts.
Oh, my gosh.
We got 2 kids, and he has been completely out of the picture for 5 years now because he couldn't get clean. So I got court orders to make him be clean around the kids, and he still can't do it. So I think that everybody has to decide on their own, but sometimes when people want to help others in their addiction, whatever it is, you end up being an enabler. And every time I bailed him out of him spending our rent check on drugs or messing up the car because he was high.
Right.
Then I was the one who took care of that problem. And then there was no real consequences for him. So he just kept doing it. And I kept letting it. And I kept fighting and begging and pleading. And he went through rehab 3 times.
He was going to rehab to please you, not because he wanted to.
Absolutely. Ooh, absolutely.
That's the
hardest
part.
And now that I have excommunicated myself, you know, he hasn't made any efforts for himself. So really the only efforts that were being made was to appease me.
That's the hardest
thing. And he still couldn't do it.
When you love someone so much and you're trying to help them, but the help, like you said, ends up becoming their handicap, because why would they ever change anything if you're constantly bailing them out?
Exactly.
And then being the person that's trying to help them out, you become incredibly bitter. You become,
you
because
do.
You keep failing
point.
Over and over and over, and then you start to resent them, and you even resent yourself for enabling them.
Or even worse, Cassandra, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, but you start picking up the bad habits.
Actually, I would say the opposite. That brought a really good thing to my mind, is that after I eliminated him and set my boundaries for the rest of the world, I became very callous about anybody who has a substance abuse problem. Anybody who wants to drink more than every once in a blue moon, I don't want to be around them. I don't want my kids around them. And I just, my brain immediately goes to, they're going to abuse it like he did.
I understand what you're saying. We don't even keep alcohol in our home. I mean, sometimes people will gift us alcohol so we have a place we'll like put it. But for those reasons, because growing up in a house where I had, unfortunately, people who suffered from alcoholism, I just don't want it in my life. And I don't want my children to fall victim to it as well. You know,
Last night I gave the bartender a tip at the company party to make, I said, make it look like we're drinking. Okay.
I had a Shirley Temple and Otto had a tonic with lime. It was just, I was like, boring, but we didn't have a designated driver. It ain't worth all that.
And
you know,
I
it's just
also
not.
Growing up
see,
in
and
households.
I'm that jerk. Yeah. I say to people, no, I'm not the designated driver because I don't want to be around a bunch of drunk people.
Your story is going to help a lot of people.
Y'all. Thank you, Nicole.
Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, I love that she got through. So now we have Elizabeth on the line. Elizabeth, I know you've been holding for a while. So what are your thoughts on this combo?
I had a family member like Yumi had. He was an alcoholic, you know, back in the day. You know, we're talking the olden days back then. You don't get divorced. You know, it's shameful.
Yeah.
Especially if you have kids involved, you know.
You stick it out. No matter what, you stick it out.
Nowadays, it's easy to go to Vegas and get annulled and get divorced and do this. And back then, you know, you couldn't do that. You had to stand by your man back then, you know. And now, thank God, you know, he quit smoking, drinking.
Oh, that's so good. Elizabeth, I love to hear that. What do you think was the turning point?
I don't really know because I was so young, but I remember seeing it.
But he did. Yeah. He ended up quitting.
He ended up quitting smoking, drinking, providing for his family. He was
That's
always
so good.
There.
And you hear those stories. You hear the stories of
people
turning
around.
They do. Cassandra just called. She's been sober 19 years. It does happen. I know. When she said that, I thought, my God, that's incredible. My Nana, she definitely enabled my Uncle Frankie, my Theo Frankie. Yeah. It was her son. It was her baby. She made sure he had a roof over his head. She made sure that she took care of him. Eventually, he stopped working. He had great jobs. He worked for General Dynamics. He worked for all these great places. He was incredibly intelligent. But as he kept drinking, it just got worse. And instead of putting her foot down, she'd give him money. She loved him. You know, she didn't
That's where
want,
it gets a little, I don't know, some murky is the word. Because you have so much love for this person and you see the beauty and the brilliance. You know, she looked at your Uncle Frankie and saw the child that she raised 100%.
It is. He was a good man. He just had a really bad habit. He was a good man. Elizabeth, I want to thank you for sharing the story of your family member. And I'm so happy that they were able to turn their lives around. Thank you for sharing that.
Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You are not going to believe how much Lizzo's swimsuit cost, and she's flaunting this new body that we have to talk about right now. But first, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We have Issa Rae celebrating her birthday. Zayn Malik and Jeff Bezos also celebrating birthday.
So Lizzo is wearing a white Pucci bodysuit bikini style. It costs $680.
For a bikini?
She should show out. Yeah, for a bikini. Yeah, it's designer.
Why are bikinis so expensive?
I don't know, because I'll go to Walmart. I'm going to tell you right now, I will go to Walmart or Cupshe. If you heard of Cupshe, hit your girl up, at Dana Cartes on Instagram. Some cute swimsuits for not a lot of money. But I really want to just say I'm so proud of her, because she's been through some hateful comments. I think that's why she was angry. I used to think it was her, this and that, but when I started going through her like comment section, because I congratulated her on her weight loss, I think she was hurt and angry. And so when you're hurt and angry, you want to hurt other people. People were so cruel to her because she was overweight. Even other celebrities. I remember when Kanye West was dissing her and saying these terrible things about her. She's lost this weight. I don't know if she's using GLP-1s. I don't know if she's doing it naturally. Who cares? She looks great and she's healthy. That's what she's focused on.
She does look good. Almost unrecognizable.
That's fine. That's what she was going for. She wants to feel good about herself and she wants to be healthy. Can we talk about Jelly Roll too? Oh my gosh. Yeah. He took video of him running. He's not jogging. The man is running.
Yeah, that guy changed his entire look. He went from, what it was like, probably 400 pounds?
I don't even know, Otto. Yes, I think it was close to 500 pounds is what he was talking about. And people would make fun of him too. He's talking about that. The internet is just one of those ugly
places. Jelly Roll's a little bit funnier because your name's literally Jelly Roll. So, but Lizzo, for me, Lizzo is just one of those amazing balls of talent. And just, you know, I didn't even really pay attention to her build at all when she first came out. She's so
talented. Thank you,
she's
Anthony.
But she's a musician and she sings amazing and she dances amazing.
And she writes and everything.
Her latest, like, I love when she was going on a stream for a while, and that was really fun to entertain and watch because she's also very funny. I do have a thing where, like, I never try to play matchmaker ever, but her and Big X the Plug, when they were hanging out and
it was kind of cute.
I kind of liked it. You guys are both musically inclined, funny.
Like, you can help him get right with his weight.
I kind of like them together.
That's rude. I want you to see the picture of Lizzo, because dare I say that she's a little sexy?
No, she is.
She looks like a different person.
She's sexy?
She's always been pretty.
She's a beautiful woman, talented. Who cares about looks? I get it. But you know she's got to feel good about herself. Because I remember when I was a little overweight, I didn't feel good about myself. And I would lie and say I did. I don't care. But deep down, I cared.
This friend of mine, his name is Eric. He was 600 pounds, and he's lost 125 pounds in the last year.
Otto,
so he's down to 475.
We should talk to him.
I think he would come on the air and talk about it. But he was talking about how different he feels just as a person. His confidence is way up. He says his body aches because of all the weight he was carrying around for so long.
Yeah.
But he said, I just feel so much happier. So much, like, when he enters a room, it's a different person now.
You feel that energy.
Yeah. And he's already, like, such a sweet, lovable guy, but he's just become, like,
we'll have to have him on for
sure. We do need to have him come, because his journey is very, very interesting.
Now, if you want to see the picture of Lizzo, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm going to post this in my story and tag her. I think she looks beautiful. And then maybe I can submit my cover to her. Remember I did the cover?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was talking about how I didn't want to ask for a favor because I didn't want to inconvenience our nephew, Aiden Matic, is what we call him. And Automatic reminded me, hold up, you do a lot of favors for this young man. You cook for him, you pick up after him. Don't be afraid to ask him to give you a ride for your Botox appointment.
That's right.
And I did. And even though it made me feel guilty, I could tell he didn't mind.
He didn't have anything better to do. Trust me.
There's certain people, though, that go above and beyond to make you feel good about things. And although it's not a favor, it made me think about one of our very good friends, Ram. And you know what's interesting is he started out as a listener. Now he's a friend. Like, we love Ram. He's a real good friend. But he showed up to the radio station. And because he listens and pays attention so well to who we are, he brought me Oreos and a cup, because you know your girl loves some Oreos. And Automatic, what did he bring you?
He brought me a Vikings jersey that had DJ Automatic on the back
on
of it.
Yes, and it is, you know, hung up nice and beautiful in our closet. And Ant, I can't remember exactly what he brought you.
You know, everything's expensive with inflation, and Ram got my back. He brought me a box of adult protection, if you may.
Yeah, he knows you.
He knows me. He brought me the Costco version of it, too, so thank you, brother.
Because they're cheaper than diapers.
Thank you. Shout out,
that's
Ram.
What I mean. Like, he just went above and beyond. And ever since then, we've become, not even then, before, just such good friends because I'm grateful for his friendship.
Oh, and also when it happens from strangers. Oh. For me the other day, I was going down to a comedy club. I'll never forget. I was on my way downtown. I'm merging, and I let this lady come in, right? And
yeah.
I'm like, go ahead and in. And one of my biggest things that irks me is when I let somebody in traffic, and they don't give me like a kindness wave.
Oh.
I need that back. So she didn't wave to me at all, and instantly I got upset. I was like, you're not going to wave to me. I just let you in. So then I'm driving down further down, and I'm about to miss my exit. So like internally, if I miss this exit, it's going to put me like 15 minutes late now.
You got to go and exit and turn
around. And I'm auditioning for this set. I have to be there early. And sure enough, who looks over in my car and sees me just stressed out trying to merge over?
That woman?
The woman who didn't wave. And she kind of flashed her lights and let me go right in.
Oh!
It lifted my heart so much. It lifted my heart. Of course, I waved back to her like extra. I wore both windows down. I was just like waving at her. Yeah, but that one was really kind. So
she didn't wave at you, but she noticed you. And internally, she was like, thank you, sir, for letting me in. Maybe she's like me. She can't drive very well. I'm not taking both hands off the wheel. Both hands on the wheel, man.
When my brother had his accident, he had a stroke, and it was a serious thing.
Automatic. That was a tough time for
our
family.
There was a plethora of people who stepped up and helped out with my family and helped out. Like, they got him from one hospital to another so he could be one of the best. He went to Craig, and that was the best place for a stroke in the country. And it really did alter his entire life, which altered our entire family's lives, because if my brother would have been in a wheelchair forever, then we'd be in a very different situation taking care of him. But now he's a very, very well-to-do real estate man.
Nobody would ever know what happened to him if you didn't know his history.
No.
Right? Because he's just jogs every morning. He's right back to normal. And the power of all of those good deeds helped him get there.
Yes. And so I was like, for that, I'm eternally grateful.
That's like,
There's cool, like, to be let into, you know, traffic.
And my Oreos were cool, but that's life-changing.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.